Welcome to Three Skulls Tavern, a channel devoted to tabletop role-playing games by Free League Publishing. This show is sponsored by Worldmill, online server hosting for the Foundry Virtual Tabletop. To support the show, head over to patreon.com/MattK. For a minimum of $2 per month, you get access to a ton of extra content.
Hello, and welcome back to my Forbidden Lands solo campaign here on Three Skulls Tavern. I'm your host, Matt, and my character, Udo, may very well be dying here. Following on from our last session, we didn't manage to get any progress, really, in terms of traveling through more hexes. What I had hoped to have had as a relaxing time in a hex to recover damage and to maybe start to learn how to create rations out of caught food. In other words, trying my hand at learning the chef talent has turned into a bit of a nightmare. Some goblins ran into the camp, saw me, and have brought a grey bear down upon my head. For them, I was a lucky find. Here is somebody sleeping in the forest who might just distract this grey bear from them. Yubi is out hunting, so I'm on my own. And that's where we're picking it up. So if I come over here into Foundry, go to our battle map. I've loaded a map, which is the background map is by John Hodgson, who's a really great artist, and I was a Patreon supporter when he started his Patreon. I'll put a link to it down below. But yeah, he basically does really cool maps. Here's a forest clearing that he's done. And then I've also used some assets from 2-Minute Tabletop, which is another Patreon I support. That's these bits in the middle here, the campfire, the logs, etc. This didn't take me long to make in Foundry at all, just to quickly mention it. There's this tile layer. If I click on that, the map itself is a layer. If I right click on it, you can see that it's a layer. I've locked it so I don't accidentally move it. And then each of these is also on the tiling layer. I can click on each one of these and I can lock them, I can move them, I can handle them individually however I want. So if I wanted to move that log up there, I could, for example. Undo works as well to move it back. And when I'm done with that, I go back to the actor layer, so to speak, and then I can't basically touch them because they I can only interact with the actors on here. Anyway, so I'm pulling out a battle map here. Again, it didn't take long because I already had these saved on my hard drive. Threw them in there very quickly. I didn't resize them or anything like that. And yeah, I had a map ready to go in only a few minutes. So as we'd kind of determined, I was trying to climb up a tree when I heard this gray bear approaching. And I'm on the other side of the clearing here as well. Obviously, I'm kind of moving away from where I hear the sound coming. So I've positioned my token, my character, to be basically here on the opposite side of the clearing from where I'm hearing the noise coming from, and trying to put the fireplace, etc., between us, just so there's a little bit of detritus, but it's actually not going to do much. The gray bear has just emerged from the tree line. I'm at the base of a tree. I should really be a little bit deeper into the tree line, but just for the sake of keeping this simple, well, I might may as well just put myself like here, for example. I'm right at the edge of this map. I'm under a tree, and I'm locking eyes with this gray bear. And I know the only way for me to flee, what I've said before, is to flee off this direction, so to be heading off here. We also determine that Yubi has kind of has entered. We say she's kind of in the trees a bit. She can see through the tree line. She can see this gray bear. If I can move the gray bear just along a bit so that he's actually, it's a bit far for her to hit him. And we're going to start the game. So I'm going to basically open this tab up because I need this open. We're going to go to this combat thing here. We're going to delete everything. So we start a new combat encounter. We go plus. So we got a new encounter started. I'm going to click on my character. I'm going to right click on him. Click on this little combat state. So he becomes a combat actor. So does Yubi. And so does the bear. And then I'm going to roll for initiative for each of these. Now, one thing to talk about with initiative is monsters. Monsters, to make a monster encounter harder, a monster can have more than one initiative slot. However, I'm making things really hard on myself as it is. So I am, for this very first monster encounter, if I give it two initiative slots and it happens to be ahead of me in the initiative order, I'm toast. My character is almost certainly going to die, even if Yubi's trying to intervene. And I think in all practice, we'll see how this pans out. But this could be Udo's last stand. not very far from home. Certainly didn't make his way to the swamp. We'll see what happens. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to click on Udo here. I'm going to click on the initiative, draw initiative. So first I'm going to reset the initiative deck because I'm not sure I did that before the last one. And then I'm going to click, I've got him selected. We'll click on him here. Anyway, and we'll click draw initiative. I get to draw two initiative. And just to show you why, if I open up the GM screen, look at the PCs, go over to his talents, he has the lightning fast talent. And the lightning fast talent means that, we'll drop this back down. At rank one, I can draw two initiative cards instead of one and choose the best. So I'm going to click here and draw two. A three and a 10, and you want low. So I'm clicking three, and you can see Udo now has a threes jump to the top. We're then go over to you. That's good. We're going to go over to Yubi. She gets to draw one initiative card. She draws a seven. And we're going to say the Great Bear, I'm only going to draw one for it. And again, normally I would always draw, if I had a group here, I would be drawing at least well, not least two. I would be drawing two almost certainly here. But for the purposes of this, I'm only drawing one. And I got a nine. So the bear's going last, which is lucky, really. And this could all be over very quickly, depending on how I roll here. So the very first thing that I'm going to do with Udo is I'm going to try and flee. And to try and flee, it's very simple. I'm not engaged with this bear. I'm not within arm's reach. So I can simply try and make a move roll. And if I succeed at this move roll, then I successfully have fled from the bear. I don't get any modifiers to it. Let's see how well I do. No successes. I am almost certainly pushing that roll. So I'm going to push that roll. Still no successes. So, oh man. All right. Okay, so it's called retreat, this action here. It's a fast action. No, sorry, retreat is enemy at arm's length. If there's no enemy at arm's length, I can move using run. So my fast action was to try and run. I'm not the kind of person who tries, narratively doesn't make sense for me to try and run a second time, even though kind of technically within the rules I can do two fast actions. So I'm going to actually try to climb the tree again. As I'm kind of looking in panic, like, where am I going to run to? And I start like thinking to run this way. I just kind of lose it a bit. I'm not running away. I'm in fact, I think what happens is that in the rules. In fact, I'm going to look up the rules very quickly on a failed retreat because I think that's important. Technically, if you're fleeing, you have to flee back in the same direction you came from. And I would have looked this rule up way back in episode one or two when I came across the Great Insulter. I think episode two. But I've forgotten it again, and I'm getting it confused with other rules. Again, this is going to keep happening, but that's the beauty of having Foundry, is that I can look up rules fairly quickly. So, the way this works is, if you fail at your fleeing roll, and a flee roll is basically the run action, it's not actually. Running is just moving. Fleeing is a slow action, so as a slow action, I tried to flee. No enemy at arm's length, and that's the move action. So that's exactly what I'm looking up here. If I should have actually had a modification here because I am in, I'm technically in an open zone here in the normal forest, but the range is long, right? So I should have had a plus one. I'm going to ignore that for right now because open zone is a minus one. So a minus one and a plus one actually would cancel each other out. And it says here, if the roll fails, you remain in combat with your opponent and cannot get away. You remain at the same distance as you were before. The GM can also inflict some additional negative consequences for you. You can attempt to flee again in the next round. So that's why it's a slow action. I can't attempt to do it again anyway. So I'm getting a little confused with the run and the flee action. Also, the thing worth pointing out there is that fleeing has to be going in the same direction you came from, which in my instance here is south. So I mean, it doesn't really make sense. I mean, it kind of saying like you're at an impasse, you can't keep going the same direction. I'm going to ignore that little rule. I'm going to kind of I'm just going to kind of keep going with what I said originally, which is I'm going to try and run away from it, but off to this sort of the southwest hex. So I would technically be entering a new hex. I'm not sure that's rules as written, so take from that what you will, but that's just how I want to keep the kind of the story progressing here. Okay, so that's a lot of talking. Let's get into the action. I'm going to look at my actions available to me, because I can only do a fast action here. And certainly one thing that I could do is I could try and run to keep the bear at a distance, and I think that's what I would be doing. So I'm trying to flee. I don't manage to get away, but we're going to say I just kind of move a little bit away from it. So I'm going to move myself to here. Yubi is going to creep her way to the edge of the tree line to like here. She's got her bow already drawn, and we're going to say she's going to try and take a shot at the bear, I think. Yeah, she's going to try and take a shot at the bear, I think. So if I open up this combat thing again, I need to put in here is the range modifiers. Okay, so the range modifiers, as you can see here on screen, are as such. We're saying that she's at long distance, so she's at a -2. Long is the maximum reach with her bow. I'm just going to check that, actually, because she might have a short bow. If she has a short bow, then I think the range is short. Okay, that's not good. That's not good. So she's at long range. She needs to get closer. And if we scroll up here to the ranges to see what the ranges, the basic ranges mean. Short is up to 25 meters away in a bordering zone. I think she's long is up to 100 meters away, 4 segments away. So she's definitely not within long range, actually. She's in short range here. And that's a -1 to her roll to hit it. But she's going to try anyway. So, So we click on Yubi. Oh, first I want to open up this combat tracker. Begin combat. Udo's gone. Now it's Yubi. This doesn't actually work with this white thing, so we're going to actually keep this open. It's Yubi's turn. She's going to use her bow. So go over to combat. Click on the bow. She gets a -1 modifier. She's shooting at the bear. 2 successes. I think she's going to push that roll as well. She's damaged her bow. And she's taken 1 agility damage. But she got an extra success out of it. Her bow does a damage, as you can see, of just 1 base damage. So she's going to plug those extras in. I mean, she basically does 3 damage to the bear. Base damage. I'm going to see if it's got armor. And it probably does have armor. And in addition, she has taken 1 damage to her bow. So we got to go over here to the bonus. We got the one damage on there anyway, which is good. So it's remembered that. And we're going to go over to the main, and she takes 1 agility damage. She pushed, though, so she also gets 1 willpower point for pushing and taking 1 point of damage. Okay. So she loses her bow. The... God, 14 strength. Armor rating of 4. Let's roll the armor rating here. 1 success. So the bear takes 2 strength damage from the 3. As this arrow comes kind of whipping out from the tree line from Yubi and kind of hits the bear. I'm going to ask the Oracle if the bear notices the arrow, because it's a monster, it's focused on me, and it's only done 2 damage to it. It would have kind of been stung by it, but this thing also kind of looks like a zombie bear, so maybe it doesn't even notice a little arrow kind of, thunking into it. So I'm going to click the dice roller here and ask the Oracle, does the bear notice that it's just been plugged by an arrow? I'm going to leave it without any likely or unlikely results here. No. That's a strong no. So, no, the bear does not notice. So, Yubi has kind of gotten away with a free shot almost effectively on this bear. It's the bear's turn now. I'm going to say the bear closes 1 zone to get here as it comes thundering towards me, especially as I'm running now, and gets to about here. It's not close with me. If it closes with me, I am dead. I am literally dead. So I'm gonna. We're now taking it to. That's its two. That was two fast actions to run for the bear. And I am now going. I'm not going to die. I'm gonna be fine. Udo is going to try. I am going to try to flee again. So I'm gonna roll move. Again, I'm in open terrain, which is a minus one. But so the fleeing modifications are. Short range is a zero. I'm in open. It's an open zone, so it's a minus one. So I get an overall minus one to my move roll here. Oh, God. I'm going to push it. Mmm. Still not getting away. I'm gonna pretend that my character's moved a little bit further on. In fact, we'll just do it like this. We'll just move the bear here. We'll move me here. And I'm gonna spend my short action to keep running. Yubi's turn. Yubi has just a bit of a... in fact, the bear, remember, the bear's actually here, so Yubi has a really good view of the bear now. So Yubi's going to spend an action to aim... So one of the things you can do here as a fast action is to aim ranged short distance or more. We're at short distance. That gives her a plus one to her marksmanship roll. She gets, I can roll. Oh, no. I don't roll it like that. I roll on her short bow, which remember has one damage, but she gets a plus one modifier for aiming. So hopefully, and it's saying two gear die. She should only have one because it took some damage. I'm just going to check this very quickly. Her agility is at 4, that's correct. Okay, that's fine. She should be 4, plus 2, plus 1, plus a 1 modifier. Okay, 2 successes. There's also 2 ones in there, so I don't want her agility to be down that low. So we're just going to stick with that. It's going to be potentially 2 damage to the bear. The bear's going to roll its armor again. Doesn't stop either of them, so it takes another 2 damage. All right, one thing I've just realized when I opened that character sheet for the bear is that it has a movement rate of 2, which means it can actually move faster than a human or a humanoid. So, technically speaking, the bear should have caught up to me the last round. It's definitely going to catch up to me now and attack me. So, yeah, it is what it is. So it moves its 2 movement rate to close with me. As a fast action, and as a slow action, it's going to do a monster attack. I'm not sure how I can roll these. I've not tried this before, so I guess this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm just going to quickly check in the actual book because I don't have another way of checking this. Okay, so we've got a D6 is rending attack, grim bite, paw strike, sweeping attack, mighty roar, bear hug. Okay, so they're in the right order. All right. And it has this feral rage. When the strength of a grey bear is halved, it is overcome by a deadly rage and will attack anything close by, letting out a deafening roar. Okay, it's not at half strength yet. Remember, I've already acted this round. I've tried to flee and then I've run. So I have no way of defending myself here. So I'm going to roll a d6 and we'll see what kind of attack the bear does. A 6. A bear. Bear hug. The giant bear launches itself an adventurer, so it comes running up to me and just grabs me in a crushing embrace. The unfortunate adventurer suffers an attack using 9 base damage and weapon damage 1. If hit, the adventurer is grappled and must try to break free. But I also will take damage. So I just, if it's a success, I'm grappled. And I have to break free to be able to do anything. Holy crap, look at that. 5 ones. I'm lucky. I'm very lucky here. Okay, that's the bear's turn. It's now my turn. I'm using my fast action to retreat. So I'm going to be making 2 move rolls here. The first one is to try and retreat if I got an enemy at arm's reach. We'll see what happens if I fail that roll. Whoops, not that one. Come on, Udo. Okay, let's see how I do. Oh, God. I'm pushing. I'm risking this here because I really need... Oh, God. That's bad. 2 agility damage. I get 2 willpower points. I need to actually desperately look at my talents here. Lucky might come into play. This is with critical, taking critical hits. I get to reroll once. Hard to catch. We're notoriously... Okay, this needs to come into play because I have the willpower points to spend. We're notoriously hard to get a grip on, and they can easily evade even the most tenacious of pursuers. I can spend a willpower point in combat to avoid being hit by a physical attack. Every willpower point spent eliminates one success of the attacker rolls. I have 4 of them now. But I'm going to try... I just failed my move roll there to retreat away from arm's reach. That means the attacker gets a free attack on me, which doesn't count towards their actions this round. And I think we're just going to say the standard is rending attack, I guess? What's their gear like? I mean, monsters don't really have standard, 14 strength. It doesn't get, as it goes down, it doesn't reduce their dice pool. They just get a standard thing. So I think a paw strike, maybe. I'm trying to get away. It swipes with its paw. That makes sense. So I'm gonna roll this one. Look at that. 4 ones, no successes. So the gray bear gets a free attack on me. It swipes me, but I kind of managed to kind of dodge away, but it's still kind of like keeping with me a little bit. So Yubi's turn now. Yubi is still shooting at this thing. So she gets her... She's doing well. She's already hit it for 4 damage. So she's gonna aim again, and she's going to loose another arrow. I did it wrong before, I think, because she's at short range and not near range, which means that she should be having a range modifier of -1 for short range. I'm just going to check that. Yeah, short is a -1 modifier, and then her aiming gives her a +1. So she should have no modifiers. The aiming is negating the fact that she's a bit further away. So we're going to roll for her again. We're going to roll 1 on the gear die because she has she's damaged. In fact, I'm just going to go into the bow and I'm going to lower the bonus. It says it's taken 1 damage, but for some reason it's not affecting it up here as well. So we're putting here 1 of 2. And that's now at the 1, so I don't need to modify it now. There we go. Okay. A single 6. Is she going to push that? I think she can see that the bear is now attacking me. She can feel the desperation that I'm certainly feeling. So she's going to push that roll. Didn't get anything extra. She's taken 1 more willpower point. And we're going to look at her talents here. She has sharpshooter. I forgot about sharpshooter. She gets a +1. So this would be a skill dice. So we're going to do a roll 1d6 and add this to this roll. And then it was pushed, so we're going to roll it again. Okay. Fortunately, in this case, it didn't actually help. But I need to remember this. She's got the sharpshooter talent. Right. 1 damage. Let's see if the bear manages to take any damage or if its armor manages to help it, shrug it off. Yeah, it's got 2 6s this time. So the arrow kind of hits the bear, but it kind of like bounces off at an angle. It's the bear's turn now. And poor Udo. We're going to roll a d6 to see what kind of attack it does here. It's trying to grab me again. It's trying to do a bear hug on me again. So, let's roll the bear hug. A single success. So I'm going to spend a willpower point from my pool here for hard to catch, because this is a physical attack, and I can spend that to reduce one of the successes so I don't get hit. So it tries to grab me again in its embrace, and it fails. That's basically its slow action. As its fast action, I think it's going to... It might faint, actually. It doesn't make a lot of sense for a monster to faint. This monster, at least. So we're just going to leave it for now. It's in engaged range, and it's not going to do anything else. Next round, I'm going to do exactly the same and try and retreat away from it. Whoops. I'm only two dice. This is really not good. I'm pushing it. I have to get away from this thing. God. No joy. No joy. That's my first pushed roll. I'm gonna try exactly the same thing again. No, because it will close with me. I'm gonna save my action to try and to dodge. I can't parry, but I can try and dodge. But dodge is also a move. But at least it gives me an opportunity to try and stop it from hurting me. Yubi's turn now. Yubi is going to shoot at it again. She's aiming first, which is negating the distance, but she gets a plus one for being a sharpshooter, which I forgot about last time. If I push this roll, she's going to damage her bow, so she can't use it anymore. That doesn't make sense. She does one damage. The bear is going to roll for its armor. It shrugs off that one damage. So the bear's sitting at, 10 of its 14 strength. It's not in its frenzy when it gets to half strength. And now it's going to attack me again. Poor Udo is trying to get away from this thing, terrified out of his wits. I've got a 4 for the bear. Let's see what kind of damage, what kind of attack this is. 1, 2, 3, sweeping attack. The gray bear rises suddenly on its hind legs, towering above the adventurer. Its claws sweep in a wide arc, hitting everything in their path. All targets within arm's length suffer an attack using 7 base die with a weapon damage of 1. Okay, it's not actually that bad, per se. 1-6. Again, I'm going to spend a willpower point here to shrug that off, because it's... Otherwise, I've got a very, very swift death spiral here. And we're going to... I was kind of feeling a little bit monotonous, like it's... We're in round 5 already now. And I'm just kind of spamming the same things over and over again. I need to have a think about whether I can try and do something to... Maybe there can be a house rule, because it's a solo game, to try and speed this up. I know in Forbidden Hero, the Forbidden Lands solo supplement, it does talk about handling combat differently. So maybe that's something we can look at potentially doing later. But bear in mind as well, this is kind of a very one-sided attack. A monster is attacking us. It's got the jump on us. I'm not prepared. I'm sleepy as well. So this is terrible, really, all things considered. Right, I'm rolling to retreat. By the way, I forgot to roll my dodge. In fact, let me roll this as my dodge with a modifier of -1 to stay on my feet. It wouldn't have mattered. Well, because whether I could have saved my... No. Whether I could have... Sorry, this is a retrospective one when the bear was attacking me to see if I could have saved my willpower point by dodging. So I tried to dodge. I took a -1 modifier because I wanted to stay on my feet. And in fact, it's a -2 penalty to stay on your feet. So I did that wrong slightly anyway. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I chose to stay on my feet. I failed that roll anyway. Yeah. Here we go. So that was my dodge. Now I'm trying to retreat. I just need a success. I just need a 6. Just give me a 6, please. I don't know who I'm praying to here. Obviously, no one. It doesn't work. I'm going to try it one more time. Which doesn't really make a lot of sense, but I'm kind of desperate here. Now, I'm not pushing that, because I'm I definitely take one damage. Even if I get the success, I can't do anything with it. So the bear, and I forgot to do this last time, because I failed my other escape one. The bear gets a free attack on me. So the bear is going to use the paw strike on me again here. I failed my retreat roll. Doesn't actually... Wow, the bear's not really doing some... You know, lots of dice to roll here, and it's not really getting any successes. That's good. I mean, it's dragging the combat out a little bit, but it is what it is. Yubi's going to try and hit it again. Yubi uses her short bow. She gets a plus one. So she's aiming, which negates the distance, and she gets a plus one for being a sharpshooter. And again, I don't want her to break her bow, so she's not using it. No successes. And now it's back to the bear. The bear is going to roll... I'm going to roll a d6 for its attack. 3, which I think was the paw strike. Yeah. Two successes. I think this is Udo's luck running out. I'm going to spend my 2 willpower points to negate those. I've got no willpower left. So it looks like it's about to attack me, but because I'm a halfling, I get out of its way, just like dodge under its paw somehow as it's trying to like swipe me with its paw. It's now my turn again. I'm going to try and retreat. I'm getting desperate here. Oh, man. And every time I roll this and I'm failing, the monster should be attacking me. So we're going to do another paw strike. So I've not been rolling as many times as I should have done. Nothing. Good. No successes there. I'm going to try it again. I just needed... No, I'm going to save it for a dodge. Ah, man. This is terrible. This really is terrible. I'm going to try it anyway. I'm going to try another one. Wow, this is just... rubbish. Pushing it. He gets an attack on me again. And there we go. 2 successes. So, sorry, I shouldn't have closed that. Paw strike. It roars and swings its mighty paw against an adventurer. Roll the attack using 8 base die and weapon damage 1. If hit, the victim is thrown to near distance and lands in a prone position. So I am now prone. I've also taken 2 damage. And we're just going to move things along here. So, like, I'm at least, like, away from it. So I might actually be able to flee this round. This might have been a blessing in disguise. not invisible. What am I doing? This one here. Nope. This one. Okay. That was me trying... That was it. Oh, man. It's going to attack me again. That was it. Its reaction to my retreat. And that was my second one. So... I have nothing to do. I've got nothing I can do. So Yubi's going to do one last attack. I'm saying one last one because I'm about to die here, I think. Quite possibly. Plus 1 for her sharpshooter talent. There's a cocked die there, which is a 6, so it's a success. Only 1 damage, though. We're going to roll its armor rating. Yeah, it's got a success there. So it shrugs. Not all of these arrows are kind of are puncturing its fur. Now it's the turn of the bear. And this bear comes barreling over to me. That's a fast action. And it's going to, once again, do some kind of attack. Which is, again, the same paw attack. So it's just like batting me around. Now it's going to get a bonus to its attack because I'm prone. Close combat attacks against a prone opponent get a plus 2. So... I'm going to roll its paw strike. I'm going to give it a plus 2 modifier. And what did you look at that? A single success. That drops my strength down to 0. I'm broken. I get to roll for a critical hit, a critical injury. So here we go. we'll see what happens here. This is blunt, I believe it said. Paw strike is blunt force, yeah. So I'm rolling for blunt critical. Broken ribs. Minus 2 to move. Oh, man. Okay, my talent is lucky. Lucky means I can re-roll once and I take the lower result. I can kind of just choose which one I want. So I'm going to roll again and I get to choose the lower of the two. Groin hit. 1 point of damage suffered at every move... or melee roll. So I take damage. I mean, that's not going to help. Okay, I'm going to look these up in the book. Groin hit on a blunt force critical is a 34 to 36, and broken ribs are 41 to 43. So they're right next to each other. The groin is a little bit lower. So I'll take the groin hit. So if I kind of click on my character here, and I go to critical injuries, let's see if I can drag this over. I can. I've got the groin hit condition. But I'm also down. UB. I can't do anything, by the way. I'm down. I'm out. UB takes a shot at the bear. Again. With his plus one. Two successes. She's not going to push it again. She's got a one showing on the gear die. So the bear is going to roll for its armor rating. Shrugs them both off. Has the bear recognized some that Yubi's been shooting it? Because it hasn't really taken much damage. Most of the shots are kind of bouncing off it. I'm going to say it's unlikely it's noticed Yubi. So we're going to add a negative modifier to this. So has the bear noticed Yubi shooting at it? Three. A very strong no. It has no idea Yubi's around. Brilliant. That means it's going to coup de grace me, I think. Now, I think we're probably going to end the session here. Now, there's a lot for me to think about with this session, because this was taking a very, very long time to work through everything. At least while recording it, I'm at the 42nd minute of recording. There's going to be some editing to cut some bits out. But really, that was a very long, drawn-out, slightly painful process for what should be a relatively simple encounter, which is basically me running away, right? But I failed all of my move rolls. And it was this kind of, not death spiral, but like a failure spiral, where as I was pushing myself and taking damage to my agility, it was making it harder for me to get away. Yubi's bow is, in fact, before I forget, we're going to have Yubi roll for her arrows to see if she used any up. She hasn't, so she still has her full complement of arrows, which is interesting. But yeah. This bear is effectively beating me down, and this is in when you're playing solo. There's you can kind of twist the rules however you want to make your game more fun, right? And in this instance here, I could go with the coup de grace rules, and basically, if my character takes any damage while they're broken, then they're dead. That's how the coup de grace rules work, and especially from a monster who's trying to eat me, it makes a lot of sense. I've rolled on the oracle to see if it noticed Yubi. Yubi's not shouting to get its attention, she's just trying to shoot it with her arrows. It's not noticing. So the thing it's done is it's managed to effectively, I've been dodging, it's probably getting more and more angry with me, because as it's trying to like smack me to the ground and eat me, I've been somehow luckily dodging all of its blows. And now it's managed to get me down. And I think it's going to try and just try and eat me. So the reason I'm pausing this a bit to talk about it is because some people would say that, and in fact, one of my friends who does a lot of solo role playing, Rodders, often says that character death is not a very exciting option. So why make it happen? And I think this is one instance where I would say that I would possibly agree with him here. Not always. It makes sense from my perspective that bear would start eating my character, because that's the whole point of what this monster is all about. But also remember that I had a point of a fate point that I'd kind of house rolled way back in episode one, that if I needed to, then I could use the fate point to not die. I just think that narratively this makes sense. I couldn't get away from this bear. It's now knocked me down. It's now going to maul me. And maybe the fate point is that it's just thinks it's killed me. So I'm left with like a very like a lethal injury maybe. And it goes off. It catches the scent of the other goblins that it was originally chasing, and it goes after them now. So maybe that's what we'll do. So I'm not even going to roll for it. I'm just going to say that's what happens, right? I'm using my one fate point. So normally, in fact, we'll roll it just to see what would have happened anyway. I'm gonna use a rending attack here, as it's trying to finish me off. Or is there like an eat one? No, we'll just do this one rending attack. It only needs a single success. It's got a single success. So this would be a successful attack on me as a down. And in fact, it gets a +2 because I'm prone. Anyway, I would be dead here. So I'm using my fate, my free fate point, my only fate point, to say I want Udo's adventures to carry on. Udo is very injured now, though. And the bear is going to basically have mauled me. I'll figure out what kind of critical injury that is later. But it's going to be a severe one, because the idea is that the fate point spend leaves you nearly dead, but not dead. And I think the groin injury isn't enough. So it does kind of like maul me quite badly. And then it disappears. It goes kind of clambering off to the south. And we're going to stop the session there. That's one hell of a monster encounter for poor Udo. Yubi was a boss. She was brave. She was silent. She was deadly-ish. Unfortunately, she was shooting her puny little arrows at a monster, and she was all by herself. I wasn't helping. So, thanks very much for watching. We'll figure out what Udo's suffering from in our next session. And as always, if you have not already subscribed to the channel, please do so. That helps the channel to grow. Hit the like button, as that's also good for the algorithms for YouTube, for people to find the channel and find these shows. And if you want to chat to me on social media, you can find me in the kind of social media ticker just here at the bottom of the screen. Links, hyperlinks are in the description. And if you want to leave a comment, let me know how you find this series. Any comments on like character death and stuff would be interesting to hear as well, because I know a lot of people have different ideas about it. Love to hear them. So thanks very much for watching, and we'll catch you next week.